Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 100 years ago, when John F. Kennedy was born on Beale Street in Brookline, the public elementary school around the corner already had been open for decades. America's 35th president began his academic career at the Devotion School as a kindergartner. Kennedy stayed at Devotion until partway through third grade. Centennial events at the John Fitzgerald Kennedy National Historic Site on Beale Street include Devotion third graders presenting their own essays and poems about Kennedy. One morning this week, I met some of these 8 and 9-year-old writers to hear a sample of their work.
Have you ever known why John Fitzgerald Kennedy means a lot to me?
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, son of Joe and Rose, brother of Joe Jr., Robert, and Edward, curious, clever, courageous, calm, unforgettable, amazing president.
Jack was a leader, a hero. He was an eternal flame that is still burning. He was brave and was successful, even though he had bumpy turns on the roads he took.
JFK played a game with his brother Joe Jr. The game is called Chicken.
Chicken is a game where two bikes drive at each other, and whoever turns away is the chicken. It's very brave to even play chicken, and if I did, I'd turn away.
I think he was brave because he ran into Joe and got 28 stitches.
One way me and Jack are alike is that we play to win. Plus, without Jack, the world wouldn't be the world we see today. Even the moon would be slightly different than the moon.
Because of JFK's good leadership, the USA was first to get a man to the moon.
He was determined that we would win the space race. We got to the moon.
Wow, JFK, wow.
We choose to go to the moon because it is hard.
I'll tell you a few things he did that were hard. JFK ran for president. That was tough because he was Catholic. Many people thought that there shouldn't be a Catholic president.
Can you imagine a world with people who don't treat each other nicely? Well, John Fitzgerald Kennedy stopped that.
That was hard because almost all white Americans thought that black people shouldn't have the same rights as white people.
Jack wanted things fair. Jack believed in civil rights. MLK, Bobby.
JFK and MLK, marches and protests.
Jack read books when he was sick.
Reading and writing, books and letters, imagining, listening, dreaming.
His ideas changed the world.
JFK was very educated, words and books. World War II.
JFK was in the Navy. One day, a Japanese destroyer hit the PT-109. 2 men died and 11 were alive.
Jack and his crew were down, but not out, and they weren't going to quit yet.
Brave, strong, saving, hiding, caring.
Jack grabbed the man by the life jacket strap with his teeth and started swimming.
Strong sailor saves men. Ferocious war, ferocious fight.
On October 16th, Jack was eating breakfast when one of his aides interrupted the meal and told Jack the big news. The Soviet Union had planted missiles in Cuba, pointed straight at Florida.
JFK taught us that war is not always the best solution. You should talk to people first.
John F. Kennedy made something called the Peace Corps, had a heart of gold.
Even though now he's dead, the word Kennedy lives on throughout the world. This word is powerful, and it means something to everyone.
He felt strongly about politics, peace, freedom, fairness, equality, and helping others. He imagined a world where people could live in peace, everyone was treated fairly, and there was no segregation. People were kind to each other, people were free, and smiles live.
John F. Kennedy once was a Devotion School third grader in Brookline, just like Becky Winnikoff, Kianush Rahimi, Jayanne Guo, DeAndre Camille, Ariel S. Rabinovich, Chloe G. Lim, Dion Madrigal, Max K., Jaden Ricks, Adele Kaufman Schultz, Janan Wang, Tony Carballo, Rose De La Paz, Alice Michelson, Shailee Zilbershot, Abby O'Halloran, and Yali Spinner. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.